Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, I would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, I will present you some Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with Newsline. Stay tuned at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Putri. First, the headlines. Having many similarities, Indonesia and India have many cooperation opportunities. Indonesia and the member countries of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, continue to support Palestinian independence. And the last, Indonesia will continue EU negotiations against palm oil negative sentiment. Now the news in detail. This year, Indonesia and India are celebrating the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations. As independent countries, 70 years of the relation is a very long period, and this is a good time for both countries to see what has been done in the 70 years and what can be done in the next 70 years. In addition, due to many similarities, there are many opportunities that both countries can do in the coming years. This was conveyed by the Indian ambassador to Indonesia, Pradeep Kumar Rawat, on the sidelines of a joint iftar and an of India and Indonesia Islamic photo exhibition organized by the Indian Embassy and Indonesian Nahdlatul Ulama Islamic Organization in Jakarta on Friday, May 17th.
In terms of the possibilities, because India and Indonesia, we have many similarities, like diversity, the plural character of our society, the character of our economy, both countries having very strong agriculture. So since our challenges are very similar, there are no limitation in terms of the areas where we can work together.
Pradeep Kumar Rawat further said in the field of science and technology, the two countries have the same challenge, namely how to meet the requirement of digital economy such as Industry 4.0 and cyber technology. The Indonesian ambassador to Azerbaijan, Husnan Beifanani, affirmed in Baku on Wednesday, May 15th, that Indonesia and the member countries of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, continue to support Palestinian independence. He was speaking during an iftar to celebrate the 10th day of the holy month of Ramadan at the Indonesian embassy attended by the ambassadors of OIC countries. They, among others, were from the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Tajikistan, Palestine, and Lebanon. Ambassador Husnan said the iftar or fast-breaking meal was an annual event at the Indonesian embassy in Baku. According to Husnan, this event is a form of soft diplomacy or diplomacy through social and cultural approaches by Indonesia and OIC member countries. The Ministry of Agriculture will continue to negotiate to deal with the negative sentiment of the European Union on Indonesian palm oil in the international market. The Director General of Plantation at the Ministry of Agriculture, Kasdi Subagiono in Jakarta, on Saturday said that despite the increase in the future, Indonesia's export of crude palm oil CPO will face a number of challenges, such as the EU's negative sentiment towards Indonesian palm oil. The latest one is the birth of the Renewable Energy Directive 2 or RED 2 policy, which prohibits oil palm as biodiesel. However, based on information from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, there is still a way out by discussing it with the European Union. Indonesia is optimistic that it can earn points from two sectors in the 2019 Sudirman Cup badminton tournament when facing England in the first match in Nanning, China, on Sunday. On paper, Indonesia is indeed superior to England. However, they will not underestimate their European opponents in the first match. Chef de mission of the Indonesian badminton national team, Ahmad Budiharto, in Nanning Saturday said Indonesia will rely on strength in the men's single sector, such as Jonathan Christie, and Antoni Sinisuka Ginting. Then, in the men's double sector with the world number 1, Kevin Sanjaya and Marcus Gideon, Muhammad Aksan and Hendra Setiawan, and also Fajar Alfian and Muhammad Rian. Arrival Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia National Economic and Industrial Committee, NEIC, assesses that the downstreaming of palm products is important to increase export added value, considering that this commodity is the mainstay of Indonesia's exports. Deputy Chairperson of the committee, Arif Budimanta, in Jakarta said on Friday, "The lower the value, the greater the added value is, and when exported, it will bring in more foreign exchange." Arif hopes that the government will focus on downstreaming the palm oil industry so that the export value of these superior products is higher and it can narrow Indonesia's trade balance. The Ministry of Tourism encourages tourism human resources that are engaged in the hotel and restaurant industry in Indonesia to develop halal tourism. Head of the Tourism Ministry's Halal Tourism Development Acceleration Team, Anang Sutono, in Jakarta on Saturday, said that for this purpose, a workshop on certificate in halal tourism sector training and accreditation was held in Jakarta on May 17th until 18th, 2019, attended by 60 people from businesses in the hotel and restaurant sector. He said this activity was carried out as a way to increase the capacity of human resources in halal tourism through competency certification. In addition, halal tourism as a set of expansion services, tourist attraction, and accessibility must be able to accommodate and fulfill the experiences, needs, and desires of Muslim tourists. The last item, the role of students as agent of change is considered very necessary to strengthen Indonesia's tourism sector. Head of the Human Resources Development Subdivision at the Tourism Ministry's Assistant Deputy for Tourism and Interagency Relations Development, Alvin Merancia, in Jakarta, Saturday said that he would continue to encourage the role of students in developing tourism in Indonesia. Moreover, students are included in the pentahelix element, precisely as part of academics. He considered students to have an important role in the development of the tourism sector through the digital world, and students as millennials have closeness to digital technology. That makes the role of students very important for tourism, because students are agents of change who can develop and bring tourism to be better in the future. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on 10 young leaders determined to keep Indonesia peaceful. Eight regional heads together with Executive Director of the Yudhoyono Institute, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, Wahid Foundation Director Yeni Wahid, made an agreement to cool down the atmosphere after the 2019 presidential election in Indonesia. They include the Mayor of Bogor Bima Arya, West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil, Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo, Deputy Governor of Surabaya Emil Dardak, Governor of West Nusa Tenggara Zulkifliansyah, and Mayor of Tangerang Airin Rahmi Dairi. The 10 young leaders discussed the problem facing the Indonesian people, including the national situation, ahead of the determination of the 2019 election results on May the 22nd. The Bogor Forum was initiated by Bogor Mayor Bima Arya at the Balai Kirti Presidential Museum on Wednesday, May the 15th afternoon. Bima Arya said the participants had agreed to promote Indonesia in a peaceful manner and prioritize unity and build communication to all parties. According to Bima, the regional head exchanged ideas on how to educate the public so that they were all ready to carry out a healthy democracy and spread each other's hopes of bringing Indonesia better than today. He added the forum participants agreed that towards May the 22nd, when the election announcement day on the General Election Commission, they will continue to strengthen unity, minimize the space for division, and respect the legal process. The results of the calculation on May the 22nd will be respected as constitutional decisions. The young leaders agreed to encourage the use of constitutional methods in responding to the election results. parties who object to the election results determine the way the General Election Commission are expected to sue at the Constitutional Court according to the provisions of Law No. 7 of 2017 concerning elections. Meanwhile, West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil said in the regions there was the same anxiety phenomenon about the outcome of the results announcement. This can be seen at the grassroots and social media after the 5-yearly general elections were held on April 17, 2019. He considered differences in political choice were common in democracy. However, it would be better if there were differences in the views of the results of the presidential election, which is announced by the General Election Commission, they be resolved after the rules and laws took effect. In line with the governor of West Java, the executive director of the Yudhoyono Institute and political party politician Agus Hari Murti Yudhoyono asked cadres of his Democratic Party not to participate in any unconstitutional acts. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history begins with May 19, 1925. Malcolm X is born. Malcolm X is a prominent African-American Muslim and human rights activist. For his admirers, he was a person who dared to fight for black rights. He is remembered as one of the greatest and most influential African-American in history. As a spokesman for the Nation of Islam, he taught black supremacy and championed the separation of black and white skin, in contrast to the emphasis of the civil rights movement, which was more inclined to integration between white and black people. Turning to May 19, 2015, Refugio oil spill. Crude oil spilled in the Refugio State Beach, Santa Barbara, on May 19, 2015, depositing 541,000 liters to one of the most biologically diverse coastlines on the west coast of the United States. Corrosion pipes were the cause of oil spills. Hundreds of animals along the coast were covered with thick crude oil and many died. Although much smaller than the oil rig explosion that caused the Santa Barbara 1969 oil spill, this spill may have a greater long-term effect due to the potential impact on the 4 state protected areas. I'll end with May 19, 2016, Egypt Air Flight 804 disaster. Egypt Air Flight 804 is an international flight operated by Egypt Air, which disappeared on May 19, 2016 at 2:45 local time, 10 minutes before the scheduled arrival. The airline in their Twitter account said that this plane disappeared from radar. The Egyptian government has said the plane is likely to fall into the sea. Inside the plane, there were 56 passengers, consisting of 30 Egyptians, 15 French citizens, 1 British citizen, and 10 other people with various nationalities. There were 2 babies in the plane. Well, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
That was Ketulusan Hati, sung by Marshanda. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today, Sunday, May the 19th, is on World Surfing Championships in Bali benefit Indonesian tourism. World Surfing Championships, or the 2019 World Surf League Tour, which will being held at Kramas Beach, Gianyar Regency, Bali, is considered to benefit Indonesian tourism. The head of the Tourism Ministry's Maritime Tourism Acceleration Team, Indroyono Susilo, said in a statement in Jakarta on Tuesday that the advantage for Indonesia is that the May 13 until 25th event are attended by world-class surfers from various countries. He said last year 5 million people saw this championship streaming all over the world, and this year is expected to be more. Every world championship is always broadcast on the website www.worldsurfleague.com or can be downloaded with the application either on Android or iOS WSL. Indroyono also revealed that the Ministry of Tourism since 2017 has developed surfing potential in the country. In 2019, there are 10 qualifying series tournaments and one champions tour. According to him, this international scale event is able to lift the image of Bali as tourist destination. This year's event is the fourth after similar ones in 2008, 2013, and 2018. Indroyono said there are three strategic things related to the promotion of tourism ministry support in this event. First, surfing fans are foreign tourists, most of whom come from Australia. The surfers spend at least $80 per day with a minimum length of stay of 1 week. They came with family, team, even fans. They have made Bali their second home because of surfing. They are familiar with surfing the waves of Kuta Bali, for instance. On the same occasion, WSL Indonesia representative TP Jabrik added Kramas Beach was chosen as the location of the 2019 WSL World Championship Tour because good waves were supported by adequate infrastructure according to the requirements requested by the competition committee. In the future, he hopes that all components will maintain the sustainability of the coast so that the wave conditions can remain good to support the implementation of the surfing championship. That was My Indonesia Today on World Surfing Championships in Bali benefit Indonesian tourism.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tentang kita, oh, kau semua rasa, dan kau pun lupa segalanya tentang cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Arir was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. You've just listened to the song entitled Janji Putih by Reza Herlambang. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Wonder today is on Magibung tradition in Karangasem. Balinese culture is always unique. One of the things that always attracts tourists is the tradition of Magibung Karangasem. This culture has become one of the traditions that the Karangasem community keeps on guarding, even becoming one of the popular cultural tours in Bali. This Magibung Karangasem tradition can also be interpreted as an activity carried out by the community by gathering and sitting together, sharing food. Or it can be said as a tradition of eating together in one container that is always done by the people of Karangasem, Bali. Usually, after certain traditional ceremony is finished, people in groups would sit cross-legged together and form a circle. In the middle of the circle, rice and side dishes are placed on a tray or other container covered with banana leaves. They can begin to eat in an orderly manner while interspersed with light chat. In the Magibung tradition, there are no differences in social or caste status, all mingling and eating together. Now, Magibung is often found during traditional and religious ceremonies like tooth cutting ceremonies, marriages, and others. Kibung is held, everyone participates, from children to adults, to cook traditional dishes. The processed traditional dishes consist of various types of meat, fish, and vegetables. In addition, there are also special dishes called satay. The special satay for Magibung consists of 9 types of satay as a symbol of 9 wind direction. In addition to preparing side dishes and vegetables, there is also, of course, white rice, which is known as the staple food for most Indonesians. After that, the residents put food on a tray that has been covered with banana leaves. The white rice is placed in the container called gibungan, while the side dishes and vegetables are called karangan or selaan. Before starting to eat, there are ethics that need to be considered, such as washing hands first, not taking the food from your neighbors, and if you are full, you may not leave the place or leave others. You have to wait for others to finish. The Magibung tradition that aims to bind the community together is still done for generations. In addition to being a moral education so that every part of society always maintains togetherness and brotherhood, this tradition has also become the pride of the Karang Asem community. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, featuring the tradition of Magibung from Bali.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku kan meninggalkan, tinggalkan kamu untuk sementara. Kau dekap aku, kau bilang jangan pergi, tapi ku hanya dapat berkata.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Ratu with the song Aku Pasti Kembali. Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Putri, in miscellany. Today, I'm going to talk about Jateng Fair 2019. Stay tuned. Borobudur is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world. As one of Indonesian cultural icon, the greatness of Borobudur Temple becomes the theme for Jateng Fair 2019. This is an annual event of Central Java Provincial Government, which will be held from June 28 until July 14, 2019. Director of Central Java's Development Promotion Fair, or PRPP Jateng, Tita Listiorini in Semarang, Thursday, May 16th, said the theme of Jateng Fair 2019 is Glorious Borobudur. This because Borobudur Temple is an asset of Central Java that has been known worldwide. Therefore, the PRPP Jateng cooperates with the management of Borobudur, Prambanan and Ratu Boko temples will this year proclaim Borobudur as a spiritual place and cultural heritage, not only a tourist destination. Tita Listiorini further explained that PRPP Jateng will make decoration with nuances of Borobudur Temple for 17-day Jateng Fair 2019 at Development Promotion Fair Semarang. The decor will present Borobudur Mini Park, a replica of the famed temple, Borobudur Art and Agriculture, and Borobudur Culinary Fair. Almost similar to last year's event, Jateng Fair 2019 will showcase various top agricultural products, handicrafts from 35 regencies and cities in Central Java, tourism, and multinational companies. Entry ticket will be ₹15,000 on Monday until Thursday and ₹20,000 for a weekend. Visitors will also be entertained by top musicians such as Nella Karisma, Han India, NDX Aka, 420, Soulja, Grass Rock, and Ita Purnamasari. With all those entertainment, the 500,000 visitor target is expected to be met. Meanwhile, Central Java Provincial Secretary Sri Puryono hope the Jateng Fair every year will bring innovations so that it can attract more visitors and increase regional economy. Jateng Fair 2019 is part of Central Java anniversary. Therefore, innovation is expected to enliven the Jateng Fair. Still, the innovation must come with safety guarantee for the visitors. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today. I'm Brisa Firyadala. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
hidup terkadang sulit diterka. Akan kemana membawa kita bila saja segala rencana berjalan apa adanya.
Walau tak mudah untuk bertahan, ku menolak kalah oleh keadaan. Meski tiada yang jamin ku di sini, esok masih melihat mentari. Oh, harapan takkan mati, ku tak sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was nyanyian harapan sang Bairan. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today's edition will present you a religious song by Firza. With full name D. Muhammad De Firza, he started his career through a talent search event on one of the national private televisions. This Ramadan month in 2019, he recycled a religious song Damai Bersamamu created by Joni Asahilatua. The song was one of the hits in Indonesia, which was once popular by top singer Chrisye. The song was released along with the video clip on the YouTube channel on May 8, 2019. The lyrics of Damai Bersamamu tell about world peace between people, and peace of mind is very important. All peace can occur if only to God we complain and begging to say a prayer for all the problems of the world as well as hereafter. Listener, I present to you Damai Bersamamu, sung by Firza. Happy listening!
Aku termenung di bawah mentari, di antara megahnya alam ini, menikmati indahnya kasihmu. Ku rasakan damainya hatiku. Sabdamu bagai air yang mengalir, basahi panas terik di hatiku, menerangi semua jalanku. Ku rasakan tentramnya hatiku. Jangan biarkan damai ini pergi, jangan biarkan semuanya berlalu. Hanya padamu Tuhan tempatku berteduh dari semua kepalsuan. Jauh dari dirimu, akan ku tempuh semua perjalanan agar selalu ada dekatmu. Biar ku rasakan lembutnya kasihmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau buat sirna, sudahlah harapanku hidup bersamamu. Ada satu hal yang tak bisa dihindarkan, walau hati tak rela untuk menangis. Semua takkan ada yang kekal. Kau buat sirna, sudahlah harapanku hidup bersamamu. Dulu dirimu, diriku di taman.
Voice of Indonesia.
Meninggalkanku, meninggalkan kisah.
selalu akan jadi cerita. Jadi cerita.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Puri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.